coffee lounge. A brunette. The coffee was good. The brunette, Mary, was tall, shapely, and easy to get along with. We were talking about inconsequential things.
I wonder if there'll be another war.
And the guy entered the joint. He stood in the doorway, blotting out the street. Looked around, saw me, blinked, came to the table.
Ah, hi, Kent.
Hi, Mike. Cup of coffee?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it's been nice seeing you. Now, as I was saying, Mary...
Kent.
Huh?
Nick.
Well, what about Nick?
He wants to see you.
Okay. Tell him to go along to my office.
No. He wants to see you now.
Look, I'm having some coffee later when I'm finished, maybe.
Come on, Kent.
Hey. You're rumpling the sleeve of my coat.
Get on your feet.
Mike, I don't like to be ordered
around.
Come on. Okay, okay. Up I go, and down you go.
Oh, Mr.
Kent,
the police, my furniture.
Oh, you want me to take you to Nick the hard way, huh? Okay, Kent, get ready for it.
I'm waiting.
Here it comes.
Oh, you shouldn't have put a stamp on it. Have a jab. And a right.
I like you, Mike. You go down so easy. Are you getting up again, Mike?
No, not this time.
Yeah, it gets monotonous, doesn't it? Up and down, up and down.
There'll be another time.
Sure, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
There's something you forgot, Ken.
Oh? What's that?
When he wants Nick's stroller, it can be tough. Maybe he'll decide to get tough with you.
Now you tell Nick that if he wants to see me and his business is legitimate, all he's got to do is come to my office, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I tell him that. But maybe he won't like it.
Good work, Mr. Kent. You did not hurt none of my nice and new furniture.
Well, you can show your appreciation by getting us some fresh coffee, Louis.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Kent. I go get some
coffee. Gosh, Larry, that was a quick fight.
Well, I can't take much credit. Mike throws his punches in slow motion.
He seemed anxious to take you to that man named Nick.
Yeah, Nick Stroller.
You know, I've heard that name somewhere.
Nick runs a gambling ship.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story about him and his yacht in one of the Sunday papers.
Yeah.
I wonder what he wants to see you about.
Well, whatever it is, honey, it's trouble. Nick's that kind of a guy. Three hours later, in my office... Larry Kent, Private Investigations.
Larry. How are you, Larry? Nick Stroller here.
Oh.
Mike. Larry, you should see Mike. I never saw a black eye like it.
I'm sorry about that, Nick, but
oh,
Mike...
I understand, Larry. I understand. You're the kind of bloke who doesn't like to be pushed around.
Yeah, that's right, Nick.
My fault. I should have picked a better way of getting in touch with you, Larry. Listen, Larry, I'm in trouble.
Oh?
I want that you should come up to my flat, Larry, and have a nice, long talk with me. How about that, Larry?
Nick, what kind of trouble?
Well, I'll tell you when you get here. Oh, don't worry. I'll make it worth your while. You don't have to worry about that. You'll come, won't you, Larry? Right away.
Okay, Nick.
That's my boy. You know where I live, Biltmore Arms, Darlinghurst, top floor.
Mm.
The whole top floor is mine, Larry. When will I see you?
As soon as I get there, Nick.
Good, good, good. I'll be waiting for you. So long, Larry.
20 minutes later, I entered the Biltmore Arms building, took the elevator to the top floor. In front of me was an ivory door with a gold-plated buzzer. As I reach for the buzzer...
Come in, Kent.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Where's Nick?
Well...
Hello?
She had honey blonde hair, lovely ankles, and in between, 5.5 feet of beautifully developed territory.
This is Lydia Wilson, Kent.
Hi, Lydia.
You're the private detective who's going to help Nick, aren't you?
Well, I wasn't sure, but the odds are now heavily in favor of it.
Kent.
Yeah?
Lydia is Nick's girlfriend.
I was looking at Lydia as Mike said it. Her eyes narrowed. An expression of annoyance crossed her face. Then she was smiling again.
Fiancé is the word, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Kent. Nick's waiting for you in his office.
Lead on, Mike.
This way.
We went for a hike across thick carpet. The place was furnished expensively, but without very much taste. Mike stopped in front of an oak door.
Come in.
Kent to see you, Mr. Strawler.
Ah, Larry. Come in.
Thanks.
That'll be all, Mike.
Right.
Good to see you again, Larry. No, real good.
I took Nick's plump pink hand. Nick was a little fat boy with a hooked nose, tiny eyes, fuzzy bits of brownish fluff for hair.
Sit down, Larry. Have a seat.
Thanks.
You want something? Help yourself from the cabinet next to you.
Right, Nick. Let's get to the point. What's bothering you?
Somebody wants to kill me, Larry.
Oh.
Twice they had to go. My car in the garage downstairs. One day it blew up.
No kidding.
Yeah, it just blew up with nobody even near it. There was a bomb inside. Oh. Whoever put the bomb in the car made a mistake in the wiring. Lucky for me, of course.
Yeah.
Then the other day, Mike and I were looking in the jewelry store window. We felt something go past us. We looked at the plate glass window, and there's a perfect little bullet hole. As we looked, another hole appeared in the window. Naturally, we just run as fast as we can.
Yeah, naturally. Have you gone to the police, Nick?
Oh, the police?
Mm-hmm.
Me go to the police? Don't be silly. But you, Larry, are different. I've got a proposition for you.
Yeah?
Now, listen. I will give you £300 a week for 3 weeks to guard me right around the clock.
Yeah, but you've got Mike, haven't you?
Mike? Well, Mike is loyal, but he's a dunderhead, a schnook. Look what you did to him this morning.
Nick, why do you want protection for only 3 weeks?
Oh, because my gambling yacht is now being repaired. In 3 weeks, it will be ready.
For what?
A trip. I'm going to South America to get away from the man who was trying to kill me.
Uh-huh. You must have some idea who this man is, huh?
None whatsoever. Not even the slightest idea. And I don't care who he is.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to do is get away from here alive.
I tell you what, make it an even 1,000, Nick.
All right. £1,000.
So where do I stay?
Why, here, with Mike and me. I have a nice room for you, Larry. I feel so much better with you here, Larry. Oh, so much better.
A week passed. During that week, I became very interested in Lydia. Though she did her best to hide the fact, she was a very unhappy girl. She had an apartment a block away. No relatives.
Just Nick. Dear, generous Nick.
You don't like him, do you?
Why should I answer that? You're his bodyguard. How do I know how far I can trust you?
And she'd walk away. As for guarding Nick, it was the easiest work I'd ever done. He hardly left the house. When he did, nothing happened. It suited me right down to the ground. If it hadn't been for Lydia, I'd have been perfectly happy, but she worried me. There were times when I'd catch her looking at me. She'd stop to say something, bite her lower lip, and turn away. One afternoon, while Mike was out and Nick was in his room having his hair cut and his nails manicured...
Larry, I've got to talk to someone.
Sure, talk.
Not here. My own place.
Oh, now, Nick wouldn't...
Hang Nick.
You've really got something eating away at you, haven't you?
Yes. Come to my apartment, Larry, please.
Honey, when Mike gets back,
And I asked Nick to give me a couple of hours off.
I'll be waiting for you.
Later. Come here.
Larry.
The whole thing had been set up. That was obvious. The music, the filmy thing she wore, the way she looked at me, the heavy perfume she was using. One thing I hadn't been prepared for. The hunger. The real hunger in her kisses.
Larry.
Easy. You burst a blood vessel.
I learned from this. I didn't even know it. Oh, Larry, you don't know how tortured I've been.
What made you become Nick's girl?
Usual reasons, I suppose. Security.
Are you going to break away from Nick, or will you make the trip with him?
He hasn't asked me.
And if he does?
I don't know. I'm confused.
You said you wanted to talk to me.
Well, we're talking, Larry.
Yeah, you led me to believe that you had something important to say.
Well, isn't this important? You and I, being together.
You're either a screwball or... I think I'll go back to Nick.
Larry, can't you stay a little longer?
Sorry, honey. There are things about you that I can't figure out. And when it's that way, you're better off leaving a dame. So long.
After a couple of minutes of pressing the gold-plated buzzer, I took out my skeleton keys.
No, that's not the one. Well, there was a reason for Mike not answering the door. He was lying on the couch with a knife in his chest. I walked past Mike's body, went to Nick's office. Nick was lying on his stomach. The small automatic lay on the floor near his outstretched hand. A gun had been used on Nick. There were at least four slugs in him. Well, I thought, there goes my £1,000. My second thought was, call the cops. So I went to the living room and was reaching for the phone when...
Kent!
Sergeant Morgan!
Well.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Sarge. A bloke on the couch. Look.
They entered the room, went over to Mike's body. Detective Sergeant Morgan and Detective Slim Warner, both of homicide. Morgan had a quick look, turned to me.
What happened, Kent?
You know, I was just about to ask you the same question.
Well, I'll ask the questions if you don't mind.
Well, first answer one for me, Morgan, will you?
Go ahead.
How come you're here?
We received a phone tip. Some shots were fired.
When did you get the tip?
Only a couple of minutes ago.
Uh-huh. Dame?
No, bloke. That's three questions I've answered. You're way past your quota.
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not, Morgan, I was going to phone you boys just as you opened the door.
I'll reserve judgment on that.
Hey, Sarge, this bloke's got a knife in him. That doesn't explain the shots.
Oh, you'll go a long way, son. That's really clever deduction.
Huh? Give out, Kent.
You'll find Nick in his office.
Watch pencil him. Right, Sarge.
A few minutes later, Morgan was back. He had a pencil in the barrel of a .38 revolver to keep his prints off the gun.
This was under Nick's desk.
But, Sarge, that...
He was shot dead.
Ah.
Kent?
Yeah?
What kind of a gun do you use?
Why, a .38.
Like this one?
Yeah. But mine's in my holster.
Get it, Slim.
Right.
Morgan, you're not charging me with murder, are you?
Well, let's say I'm taking you to headquarters for questioning.
Get up, Kent.
Take it easy, boy. I'm getting...
Yeah, it's a 38, all right, Sergeant.
Put it in your pocket.
Right.
I'll phone for the boys, then we'll go to headquarters. Sit down, Kent.
Thanks.
You can leave us alone, Cassidy.
Right, sir.
Now, for a heart-to-heart talk, Kent.
Yeah, I could make a crack.
Go ahead.
Forget it. What's on your mind, Morgan?
Two bodies, two murders.
So?
We got word through our phys gigs a few days ago that you were working for Nick Stroller.
Uh-huh.
That's a bit out of your usual line, isn't it?
Dough is dough.
Nick intends on skipping the country in his yacht 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I know.
For weeks, Nick's solicitors have been selling his properties. Nick must have had quite a lot of cash in the flat.
Maybe he did.
But we can't find it. Our experts have gone over every square inch of that flat.
You don't think I've got any of the money, do you, Morgan?
No.
Then why this low-pressure cross-examination?
Because I... Oh. Morgan, homicide. Yeah? Uh-huh. Thanks. Kent, this case has got me puzzled. Really puzzled.
Seems to me that phone call added to your puzzlement.
Yeah. That was from the fingerprint department. That gun I found under Nick's desk, it has your prints on it.
You're kidding.
No, Kent.
Well, this is some schoolboy detective trick you're trying to pull on me.
They're your prints. You know I don't pull smart little tricks, Kent. That's not how I operate.
Well, I can't figure... Yes, I can. I haven't been to my apartment for a week. I always keep a spare 38 there.
Yeah, that checks.
Huh?
I sent a man over to your flat. He didn't find a gun there, yet your license for two... Also, your door showed signs of being jammed open.
Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. Somebody stole that extra gun?
I'll go along with you on that. And if somebody did steal your extra
gun... There's only one reason. To frame me for the killing.
Check. Now, the big question, why?
To divert suspicion from the real murderer.
Or, murderess, Kent?
Oh, I guess you know about Lydia Wilson, huh?
We're not dumb. We've been checking on Nick Stroller for a long time now. We know that his car was blown to bits by a bomb. He didn't report the explosion to us, but you can't hide things like that. Naturally, the checks we made on Nick brought the girls to our attention.
Have you checked on her background?
Well, no. We had no reason to, till now. I sent a couple of men to get her, Kent. She's being held in one of the offices downstairs.
Good. Morgan, correct me if I'm wrong, but the impression I've got is that you want to play ball with me and vice versa.
That's right, Kent.
Then maybe you'll listen to an idea I've got.
Go right ahead.
First of all, I'll need some light recording equipment.
Can do.
Secondly, I'd like you to hold Lydia Wilson here for another couple of hours.
I think I get it, but keep talking.
I did. I told Sergeant Morgan exactly what was on my mind. When I was finished, he grinned.
That's exactly the same idea I had, Kent.
So we got started on it. 15 minutes later, I left police headquarters in a private car. A plainclothes man was driving. I had two suitcases with me. He left me off near Lydia's apartment buildings. I used the side entrance, walked up the fire steps to her floor. Her door lock was an easy skeleton key job. Inside, I hid the recording equipment and set it up. Then I looked around. What did I expect to find? A lot of dough, maybe. Nick Stroller's dough. But I didn't. The only article of interest I did find was a photograph. A photograph of a curly-haired, handsome guy. Scrawled across the lower right-hand corner was, "All my love to you, Lydia, Joe, 1954. Mm-hmm. I sat down and waited. Finally... Hi.
Oh, Larry.
I flicked the little button that started the recording equipment moving.
Locked doors don't seem to mean much to you, Larry.
Well, I wanted to see you.
The police were questioning me.
Yeah, they talked to me, too.
They told me that you found the bodies.
Yeah. You don't seem broken up.
Over Nick?
Yeah, but he was a good meal ticket.
I couldn't stand him touching me anymore.
Is that why you arranged to have him killed?
You're not serious, are you?
You had somebody bust into my apartment and steal my extra gun, figuring my prints would be on it. Then you arranged to have me come here while your friend, or friends, knocked off Mike and Nick. After my gun was used on Nick, it was tossed under his desk, and the killer wore gloves.
You're wrong.
I can even name the guy working with you. Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy, Lydia.
You found the photograph?
Yeah, here it is. But I knew about Joe before I found the photo.
You're lying, Larry. You can't make me say I had anything to do with those murders because I didn't. When I asked you to come here that day, I was going to tell you how I felt about Nick. How I couldn't stand the sight or feel of him. That I was going to run away. But then I didn't know how far I could trust you.
File away the stories, honey. I'm in a position to really hurt you. But I'll forget about gabbing to the cops if you cut me a nice slice of Nick Stroller's money.
I don't know anything about any money. Can't you get it through your head that I don't have the slightest idea of who killed Nick?
Well, I'll give you 5 minutes to make up your mind, honey. If you don't want to play ball with me, I'll go straight to the cops, tell them about Joe, and give them my opinion of what happened.
I don't care what you do. And as for Joe, you don't know what you're talking about.
She sat down, lit a cigarette, said nothing. Neither did I. But I was thinking, wondering what bluff I could try next. The 5 minutes were almost up when... Well, well. Now, who can that be?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Whoever it is, let him in. And listen, honey. I'll be holding this gun and I'll be standing behind those drapes. Now, don't try anything cute, huh?
Get in.
Oh. The guy pushed Lydia into the room. There was a gun in his hand.
I fixed everything nicely, didn't I, sweet dear Lydia?
Joe. It was you?
Yes, me. Oh, I was clever, my sweet. I watched you and Nick Stroller. And then that Larry Kent. Yes, watched and planned. I broke into Kent's apartment, found an extra gun. Then I waited my chance. The big fellow I knifed so that Nick wouldn't be disturbed by shots. And then back to Nick's office I went. But the gun didn't seem to frighten him as much as my face. Face. Look into my face, Lydia.
No. No. Help me, Larry.
What?
Drop the gun, Joe.
Oh, no. I'll kill you too, Kent.
The slug got him on the shoulder. Spun him around. Call the cops, Lydia.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I want you to understand what happened, Kent.
I think I do.
Lydia and I were engaged. And then a year ago, I was in a car accident. Glass in my face. Flames. Did this to me. Left me without a face. She couldn't even look at me when they took the bandages off.
Joe.
She ran away screaming. And I had to lay there for weeks. All I could think of was revenge.
So you tried to frame me for the murder?
Yeah, I thought she was falling for you. But it didn't work, so...
Hey!
Joe!
This is the best way. Ah!
Stories down.
Yeah. Joe, poor twisted Joe, had a room in Paddington. There the cops found the money he'd taken from Nick Stroller. The first two attempts on Nick's life, well, we're assuming that Joe was responsible for them. And that's about it. Sorry, but somehow I've got nothing bright to say. So, good night.